Welcome, everyone, to another installment of ThriveCast. We are brought to you by Fulton County Economic Development Corporation. I'm Max Smith. It's great to have you with us. Several guests today on the program. First, it's a real pleasure for me to introduce the new Executive Director of Fulton County Economic Development Corporation, Mike Reamer. Mike, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity and all you're doing for us at FCEDC and the entire county and region.
Well, it's great to have you here in the studio. We have some very exciting things we're going to be talking about, including Fulton Leadership University. But I want to start with what drew you to the position. You've been in Fulton County most of your life and obviously have a love and a passion for Fulton County education, industry, and everything like that. And I think that's probably what drew you to the position, isn't it?
Yeah, and I am passionate about this county. I got to tell you, my wife and I grew up in Toledo. We met in high school, and I was telling the folks before at coffee that they used to call it courting. I think it's called stalking now, but I was courting this beautiful young lady in high school, and finally she said yes. And we made our way out to Swanton as a young couple, raised our kids in Swanton, Ohio, all four of them. K through 12 through the Swanton schools, and it's a lot different out here than what I think most people, I should say, maybe take for granted, because of just the community and the morals and the ethics and the hardworking, fun community that we have out here. So it is a passion of mine, and I was fortunate to be at the right time with the right experience to hopefully make a difference in this role for the entire county and the region.
Well, you've had a front row seat to what's happening here, as you mentioned, living in Fulton County, but you've watched FCEDC from its inception to where it is now. And I know you're really excited to take the reins of this.
Yeah. Yeah. The first time I think I met Matt Gilroy was in Swanton at the middle school. They began the Amazing Shake program, which is an amazing program for young people to learn how to really implement soft skills that they're taught. And Matt jumped right on that program. And so much so that he had his monthly meetings at the middle school during the Amazing Shake to make sure that we had enough judges. And so when I saw his passion around helping young people, that was really exciting to me. And I got to know him a little bit more, and he and I worked on some pretty amazing projects together.
Well, that's very exciting, Mike. And when we met quite some time ago, you had mentioned to me about Fulton Leadership University. And we're going to be talking about that extensively here in the program. But another thing that you're pretty passionate about is flu.
Yeah, I am, because we have to reach down and find the next leaders that we can help grow their skills. And so I found that this program is really a robust program. And I've been through some pretty intensive leadership programs when I was with Hewlett-Packard in conjunction even with Stanford University. And so when I saw the caliber of what Dave and the team is putting together here, I jumped right on it. And Dave and I have met several times already about this program. And we've got some students and some sponsors that are going to be speaking soon. But we're going to amp it up even a little bit more. And I know the folks will share a little bit more about that with you. But it's an exciting program. And Dave will talk more details. But we're going to start measuring this based on the ROI, the actual dollar value that companies are going to measure in regards to how flu has impacted their business and their bottom line.
That's really exciting. Well, again, welcome as the new executive director of FCEDC. I'm really excited for you, and I know you're going to do some really big things.
Yeah, thank you. And with your support, I think we can do some great things. Thanks.
Next, I want to welcome in Dave Lurs Jr., and I've known Dave quite some time, and I know he's very passionate about leadership. And he is the guy that's spearheading Fulton Leadership University. Dave, welcome.
Thanks, Max Al. Glad to be here.
Great to see you as always. This is a passion project for you. You love this, don't you?
Yeah, I've always grown up being a student of leadership, whether it's from John Maxwell to Jocko Willink. I believe leadership's a skill you can learn, and I'm trying to be a lifelong learner in that area.
Aren't we all? So Fulton Leadership University is quite unique. We've had several students go through this since its inception around 2018-ish. Am I right about that?
Correct.
In that area that Matt Gilroy started there. So I want to talk about some of the nuts and bolts about Fulton Leadership University. First of all, Let's talk about the program itself. How does it work, Dave?
Yeah, we've got a 9-month program, Maxell. We'll start in September. We will meet once a month, and we'll meet for 9 months, one time a month, and we'll travel to area businesses. We meet in their facilities. We'll do tours of their facilities as part of the educational process. We're bringing in speakers from the outside, but we've also got some very talented people within the county that we want to tap into and let them help lead the leadership classes. You know, we have organizations that have been here and are well-founded. There's no reason we have to go outside our county to find those leaders to That's help us do the training.
Very exciting. And for those folks who don't know about your background, you spent a number of years at Miller Brothers there.
Yeah, I spent 40 years at Miller Brothers Construction. Just a great place for me to grow up in the work world, and had a lot of different opportunities, was given great freedom to develop some things, and just really enjoyed my time. I'm a lifelong Fulton County resident.
Dave, I want to talk about potential students for Fulton Leadership University. First of all, their organization must be a part or member of FCEDC.
Yeah, that's correct. You need to be a member, and that's what Mike Reamer is going to be all about, recruiting new businesses into the FCEDC, and his excitement is already being contagious. But yeah, you got to be a member, and then what we really need our companies to do is handpick some individuals that they believe are the future leaders. They do not have to be there yet, but we've got to be more intentional on helping young people and middle-aged people, whatever, advance their careers to help advance our companies.
That's fantastic. And Mike alluded to it just a little bit, the ROI, the return on investment. This is more than just going to some different companies and watching things and maybe having a couple of experiences. This is actually something where you're giving people tools and equipping them to lead in their company and give that company a great return on the investment.
Yeah, when they get enrolled in the program, a sponsor and the student pick a project. We'll call it the capstone project. The student will be working on this throughout the year. And it's a project, it's probably a problem that needs to be fixed in their business. So that's what Mike's talking about. We need to measure the return on investment when these students come in. How are they helping their businesses? This is not just a touchy-feely class that you feel good about going through. We want to be able in Fulton County to measure the nuts and bolts on how we're improving, and Mike's really going to help promote that as he goes out and recruits. It's a passion of his to let's measure this ROI. It's a business term, but this is a business class too.
Terrific. Dave, let's talk about when the next session ramps up again.
Yeah, our next class is in September. We meet the third Tuesday, so we will open enrollment today for all, again, businesses that are in the FCEDC, and you can get in to that. Maybe that's something Mike will talk about too. How do you get into the FCEDC? Might be a good thing to discuss. Again, businesses, you know, when we do great collaboration, we can get better. We are stronger together than we are individually. And so we're going to be recruiting the next month and a half. Our first class starts in September. So we will have approximately, we had our largest class this last year with 25 students.
Wow.
Mike has envisioned saying 40. I'm thinking, dude, that might be a little big. But again, if we've got them there, we will figure out a way to get it done.
That's really exciting. Dave, anything else you want to share with us about this?
No, I just think that leadership is an intentional process. It's something that can be learned. You know, it's like a skill, whether you're shooting baskets or playing an instrument. And again, sometimes I think we think people are just born leaders. I believe that you are a leader wherever you're at. First of all, maybe in your family. Let's not miss the family leading well there. And then let's carry that over to our businesses that can benefit our county.
Well, Dave, thanks for being here today. Thanks for what you're doing. It's making a real impact here in Fulton County.
Well, thank you.
Next, it's a pleasure for me to welcome in a couple of our sponsors for Fulton Leadership University. First, I want to welcome in sponsor Teresa Moon. She is with North Star Blue Scope Steel. Hello.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And you were a student in FLU as well, correct?
That's correct.
Talk about your experience there.
Yeah, I graduated from the program in 2023. I had some internal leaders that reached out to me and said that would be a good opportunity for me to participate. And it was a good program, 9-month program. I learned a lot about myself and my skill set and what type of leader I am.
So it was a great benefit to you.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So now you're a sponsor. Mm-hmm. You're going to see things through a little bit different lens. You're actually going to be looking for people who are candidates like yourself to be a part of Fulton Leadership University.
Absolutely. Pay it forward.
Yeah. Yep. And so in the process of becoming a sponsor, I have to imagine you're looking at people now as they would be a good possibility. Perhaps that person would be. Is that what you're doing right now?
Oh, certainly, yes. Members of my team, actually I have one of my members of my team here today with us, Brooke Conrad, so did see some things in him and thought it would be a great opportunity for him. And he got some great takeaways and developed through that 9-month program.
Well, terrific. So you're pretty excited about this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you see the value, don't you?
I do. I earned the value. I gained the value. And like I said, I just want to pay it forward when we see those opportunities.
Terrific. Next, I want to talk to Jessica Stuckey from Sauter Woodworking. She is the Sales Operations Director. Did I get that title right there?
Sure did.
Okay, nice to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right, so you're a sponsor in Fulton Leadership University as well. Talk about your perspective about this and your thoughts.
Absolutely. Be happy to share. For me, I've worked with three different students that have gone through the Fulton Leadership University, and it's been an amazing process for them. It's amazing from my perspective, too, to take a student that enrolls and is kind of curious, like, what am I getting into? What am I going to do? And have them come back each month and share their phenomenal experience and what all they've learned from the different companies that are involved with FLU.
I want to ask you about the different companies, because obviously they're visiting different companies, work sites, seeing mm-hmm. how things flow there. How valuable is that for employees to see how things are operating in other places?
Oh, it's absolutely invaluable. Absolutely. Everyone comes back with new ideas. It sparks new thoughts. It's great conversation. You start to see synergies take place and just some new things starting to seed new ideas, new concepts, new leaderships.
Problem solving is really important, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every day.
And so I'm curious about the comments you get from the people that visit other places. Has to be a lot of chatter afterwards. Am I right about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We always have a big meeting afterwards, and it's great to hear about it. And just the excitement and the passion that people come back with, like, hey, I learned this.
Yeah.
Blue Star was absolutely one of the companies that I heard quite a bit about, and they were so excited about that opportunity to learn and engage and just see it from a different, see Fulton County from a different perspective.
Pretty high value at networking there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really. And you now at Sauter are probably in the same way looking at potential leaders that would be great candidates for Fulton Leadership University.
You said it. You know it.
Well, listen, appreciate you being here. Thanks for what you're doing. It's exciting. Both of you ladies, thanks for sharing with us today, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, it's a pleasure to welcome in a couple of students of Fulton Leadership University. First of all, I want to say hello to Brooke Conrad from North Star Bluescope Steel. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for being here at the studio with us today. And I also want to welcome in Shonda Veroff of Sauter Woodworking. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Let me start with you, Brooke, at North Star Bluescope. Your experience as a student in Fulton Leadership University, how has this impacted you?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest takeaways for me was I had 18 years at the state of Ohio, and I had always worked individually, self-driven worker. And I think coming to this team environment at North Star took a lot of adapting for me. So this leadership class really played out in that and just teaching me how to work with others and lead by example and value everything that a team member has to give, because not everybody works like you or is works in the same capacity that you do.
What would you say would be the most impactful thing you've experienced in Fulton Leadership?
Definitely just adapting to my coworkers and teammates and picking up that skill, but also my capstone was evolved around solving a problem for North Star, which was the mill was only designed to produce coils so big. And over time, we developed a way to make them slightly bigger, but the process was very tricky, and you had to trick our computer systems, you had to get a lot of approvals, so my capstone really evolved around refining that process and making it a lot easier for our inside sales team to put these orders into place and ultimately give the customers what they're looking for.
Wow. So. Very impactful and a great return on investment for North Star BlueScope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that what we simplified in the order entry process for this specific situation, we were literally talking sometimes 2 weeks for one order that we now have down to 5 minutes.
So. I have a pretty good idea what your response is going to be here, but you're a big fan of Fulton Leadership University. This is something you'd recommend for anyone.
Absolutely. Yep. I loved Dave's passion for leadership, and I just appreciated my sponsor, North Star, putting me through this class because the value I gained out of the class will carry on for years. So
oh, that's
just
exciting.
Appreciated it.
Great stuff. Shonda Verhoff from Sauter Woodworking, talk about your experience as a student with Fulton Leadership, please.
My experience was also super great. I feel like I took away from the class, most importantly, really is leadership. It really isn't a title. I mean, there's people that can be leaders, and basically it's built through trust and consistency and transparency and the influence and relationships you have with others. So that, to me, was the highlight of the class, and really helped my capstone as well. So that's my takeaway.
And obviously a really good return for Sauter as well. Let's talk about some of the specifics that maybe you've brought back to Sauter Woodworking through your education with Fulton Leadership, things that you're saying, okay, this is something we weren't doing before, but let's apply this once.
So my capstone for Sauter Woodworking was gratitude and renewal. Hmm. And really it focused on the appreciation aspect of our employees and recognition and transparency and communication. And so, you know, to build that kind of culture and repetition, you know, when things aren't always going great for you, it really takes people to dive in, to be positive, to look at whatever little things that you can that are that you're grateful for. It does create a synergy and energy and just a positive movement that people start feeling good about where things are at.
So. Very exciting, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
I'm sure you would recommend this Fulton Leadership University, FLU, I would say, to anyone.
Absolutely, I would, yes.
All right, terrific. Anything else you want to add?
No, not really. Just that I would definitely recommend the class, and Dave is an excellent teacher, a coach, and he has a strong personality, but yet encouraging, and all the people that came in to speak to us were very knowledgeable and helpful, and we just learned so much in the class, and I'm super appreciative for Sauter Woodworking for sending me there, and Dave and the FLU organization.
Fantastic. Shonda, thanks for sharing. Brooke, thank you as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to our ThriveCast here. We'll land the plane, as it were, with Mike Reamer, the executive director, and I want to just follow up with our two students there and let people know that there are some companies, Mike, that will maybe send multiple students, but for the smaller companies who just want to send one student, that's as important.
Just as important, absolutely. You know, this region, this area, and the country is made up of small business people. So we need those people, and they're vital to the growth of the entire economy. So it's not just the big players, although they're very welcome, obviously, and they're a big part of the program. Anybody that has an interest in helping their younger people grow into exceptional leaders is a candidate. And, you know, Dave mentioned that we had 23 last year. We told them our goal was 40, but we've already increased that to 50. And wow. So wow. Dave heard that here first, but we'll figure it out.
Well, that's exciting. Well, yeah. And knowing you as I do a little bit, I have a feeling that everybody that is either A, in Fulton County Economic Development Corporation, or B, that's being pitched to join FCEDC is going to hear about FLU.
Absolutely. And when I mentioned FLU to the people that I've met, owners of businesses or anybody within these companies, and I talk about what Dave has already done in the history of the program, and then I add to it the rigor that we're going to put around the capstone, which is a capstone project is going to be a real problem that your sponsor or their manager can say yes to. The pie in the sky conceptual projects are fun, but we're going to measure this program, and I'm really strict on this, disciplined around measuring. What does success look like? We have to paint a picture of what it looks like. Otherwise, we don't know if we got there. So to me, the success is ROI. So we're going to measure after in this program coming up, Dave and I, what is the individual ROI that we brought through this program to each company? And not only that, what's the aggregate number? We're going to add them all up.
Well, that's exciting.
And then we're going to compete. So we do it again next year. Can you beat last year's aggregate number? And make it fun in a competition. And then there'll be, we're adding, Dave and I already talked about adding awards and other things to our annual meeting next year, and really blow this thing up.
Very exciting, Mike. And I know you're passionate, as I mentioned at the top of the program, about Fulton County, but I know you're going to get out and increase the membership in FCEDC. I've been to a number of the meetings. I have had the privilege of emceeing the banquet for a number of years.
Right.
You see the impact that this Economic Development Corporation is making in Fulton County.
I do.
It's massive.
Very true. And, you know, when I was investigating this opportunity that I'm in, this role that I'm in now, I was trying to think to myself, what is the bottom line measure? How do I measure success? What does success look like to me if I get this job? And what I found out to me is, can we become a more prosperous, healthy community by can Fulton County Economic Development have an impact on on how we prosper? And I found out that, believe it or not, gross domestic product, the amount of goods and services that we sell in this country, is measured at the county level. So in Fulton County, I found the numbers in regards to all the products and services that Fulton County companies sell, and it's broken down per capita. So per person that lives in Fulton County, what's the number? We also have per capita income for the county. And so to me, my job, my office's job, and us together is, can we raise those numbers? Can we have an impact on that? And that's how I'm going to measure my office's success and my personal success.
It's going to be very interesting, 1, 3, 5 years down the line, to look back when you have those numbers, when you can put dollar signs perhaps to it. I know that that's not always the measure, but it's certainly part of it.
Yeah.
On the return on investment.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we're going to measure it. You know, we, as you know, I was in the classroom teaching a career class to middle school kids for 7.5 years. 800 kids went through my program. And I'm really, I really loved it, and the kids loved it. But I'm really big on holding each of us accountable. And my students held me accountable, believe me, and vice versa.
Sure.
And they liked it, and I liked it. So, but we have to get better, in my opinion, about a rigorous approach and doing things on purpose that we can measure. And so you're going to see a lot more of that. So even before I took this job, my office changed the title of our members from member to investor. So when you're now an investor, if you call me an investor, where's my money? Where's the ROI? So we have a list of 10 different executable projects that we can implement now that we know will have an ROI. So that's how we're going to go attract new members. We're going to retain our existing ones and really help as much as we can this entire region.
Well, you can feel the passion from both yourself, Dave, from the sponsors and the students with FCEDC. And I would highly encourage everyone to at least consider it, because it's just a great, thriving organization that's going to do nothing but help your business thrive.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Hence the name of the program, ThriveCast.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, but in closing, you know, one of the things I picked up from one of our CEOs at Hewlett-Packard, Meg Whitman, who ran eBay and then ran HP for a while, she called all the salespeople into a meeting early in the morning in Vegas. We were supposed to be having fun celebrating some wins, and she wasn't happy. And we got yelled at because we were whining salespeople, she said. We couldn't get memory. Our products were too expensive. And you know what she said? Salesforce, the cavalry is not coming. It's you. Go make it happen. And where else would I want to be than Fulton County? Because the cavalry isn't coming here either, is it? It's us. And you know what? That's what else do you need? So that excites me, because people like yourself and the others around us that were interviewed today, this community is just unbelievable. So I'm looking forward to having great success, but we got to do it together, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Mike, a pleasure having you here today. Look forward to a lot of these Thrivecast broadcasts on both the podcast and on the FM radio side from 96.1. But I know you're going to do great things. And Dave as well, I want to thank you for being here. Our sponsors and our students, thank you all for being here. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Thrivecast. Is there a website we want to steer people to?
Yeah. If you just search on FCEDC, or the website is thriveinfulton.com, or just search on FCEDC and you'll find the site. That's our website, and you'll see registration click right on our landing page. One thing I'd like to do, Max, you know, when we first moved to Fulton County, one of the first things I realized was 96.1 and Max and Johnny every Friday morning. And I've had people, relatives from out of town, come in for football games on Fridays and brag about wherever they're from. And then I turn on 96.1 and the prognosticators, and these people just go nuts. What you and Johnny and your whole program, not just the prognosticators, but everything you do here to me is an example of how we should operate as a community. And that's going to help us all. But when I think of you and your program and your station, I see you as sort of our moral compass in some ways. The ethics and the morals and your dedication is a driving part of the culture in the community. And it's good. It's good stuff. So when I was in Boy Scouts, I'm an Eagle Scout, by the way.
Wow, good for
that
you.
Was very important to my parents.
That's
and
fantastic.
To me, yeah. My parents said, if you become Eagle Scout, we'll send you the World Jamboree in Norway, Scandinavia. I made it, and they sent me.
Wow.
And so at that Jamboree, they paired 20,000 scouts in patrols with 8 scouts in each patrol. No scout was from the same country. So I was with 7 other scouts from 7 other countries. They gave us a map and a loaf of bread, and they said, we'll see you in 24 hours. And we're hiking through the fjords of Norway. And all we had was a compass, a map, and a loaf of bread. And so that compass became my life. Without
For sure.
that, we're not going to get home. So then as I grew older, I realized the compass is not just a physical device that always points due north, but each of us has an internal compass called the moral compass. And I think that your moral compass always points due north. And as a result, I'd like to give you a very coveted moral compass award that I've only given to students and just a few adults in my career. And I'd like you to have this as a symbol for the moral compass that you bring to the Fulton County region.
I don't know what to say. I'm humbled. I thank you. We are simply stewards of these airwaves, and we like letting the spotlight shine on other people in Fulton County. That's a big part of what we do. And so we love our communities, the businesses, the small business owners, the corporations, the industry, all of that. And we love FCEDC. I have been a fan of FCEDC since Matt Gilroy was brought on board here.
Yeah.
And I've seen it from its infancy to where it is now. And mm-hmm. what I do know is what we've seen from day one to now is nothing compared to what we're going to be seeing in the next 5 to 10 years. So,
yeah.
Mike, thank you for your kind words, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.
I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to another installment of Thrivecast brought to you by FCEDC. Please join us for future programs right here on 96.1 and their website as well. This is Thrivecast.